What separates families who maintain wealth for generations from those who lose everything? The Rockefellers have preserved and grown their fortune for 6 generations over 150 years, while the Vanderbilts, once possessing $200 billion in today's dollars, saw their wealth vanish within just 48 years. This stark contrast reveals a profound truth. Generational wealth isn't about how much money you accumulate, but how strategically you structure it. The Rockefellers created professional family trusts that preserved capital while empowering heirs, establishing a legacy that continues supporting over 150 descendants who collectively donate approximately $50 million annually to charity. This isn't just billionaire wisdom, it's a blueprint anyone can follow to transform their family's financial destiny through strategic planning that builds wealth rather than entitlement. Imagine having your own private banking system where you control the terms, earn interest while borrowing, and build tax-advantaged wealth simultaneously. This is what the Rockefellers created, a centralized family banking system that preserved their fortune while most families lose wealth by distributing and spending it after death. The core of this approach is cash flow insurance, overfunding a permanent life insurance policy to use as both a savings vehicle and personal bank. When properly structured, these policies provide guaranteed growth, typically 4-5%, plus potential dividends, while maintaining liquidity, tax advantages, and creditor protection in most states. Most importantly, you can borrow against your policy while it continues growing as if no loan was taken. These loans require no credit checks, have flexible repayment terms, and when used for business purposes, the interest is often tax deductible. This creates multiple streams of value, direct investment returns, plus broader financial benefits, including tax savings and lifestyle improvements. Popular financial advisors like Dave Ramsey and Suze Orman often condemn permanent life insurance, advocating to buy term and invest the difference. However, their perspective prioritizes short-term cost-cutting over long-term wealth-building. These gurus help financial train wrecks recover but miss the bigger picture on whole life insurance. They focus on higher initial premiums while ignoring the long-term value, guarantees, and cash accumulation. Notably, their recommended mutual funds often carry fees that compound to 40-70% of gains by retirement, exceeding insurance commissions. Cash flow insurance serves as a foundation for financial efficiency, not merely an investment. Unlike term insurance, which rarely pays claims, less than 1% of policies, permanent insurance guarantees benefits. The buy-term and invest strategy requires unrealistic 9.8% consistent returns to match whole life performance, and term becomes prohibitively expensive with age. Whole life provides certainty through fixed premiums, guaranteed death benefits, and minimum cash value returns. As a unilateral contract, the company cannot change terms even if your health deteriorates, allowing you to spend confidently in later years while securing your legacy. Funding a cash flow insurance strategy without lifestyle sacrifices requires finding money that's currently being lost to financial institutions, taxes, and inefficient loans. Start by categorizing expenses: destructive, vices, fees; consumptive, enjoyable experiences; protective, insurance, savings; and productive, income generating. Work to eliminate destructive expenses while increasing productive ones. Establish 3 accounts: peace of mind, emergencies, wealth creation, productive expenses, and living wealthy, guilt-free spending. Your money personality, saver, spender, avoider, giver, or amasser, will influence how you approach these accounts. To find policy funding, adjust tax withholdings to avoid giving interest-free loans to the government. Restructure inefficient loans using the cash flow index, loan balance divided by minimum payment, targeting low index loans first. Consider extending loan terms rather than rushing to pay off debt, then redirect the payment difference to your policy. This strategy can free thousands monthly for your family banking system while maintaining better credit scores and improved debt-to-income ratios. Research shows inherited wealth amplifies existing money behaviors. Spenders spend more, savers become more conservative, and investors seek bigger opportunities. Understanding this pattern is crucial when structuring your legacy. To protect wealth from unprepared heirs, structure your trust like a modern corporation. During your lifetime, serve as CEO with three key responsibilities: establishing a clear vision through a statement of purpose, creating culture through consistent example setting, and managing finances for your heirs' benefit. After your passing, your selected board of trustees becomes Wealth Guardian, operating through a structured voting system. They can implement protective measures, like restricting distributions to heirs showing destructive behaviors or requiring milestones before fund access. Choose trustees who deeply understand your financial philosophy and values. Each should bring unique expertise, financial acumen, legal knowledge, family dynamics, or business experience. Consider appointing a trust protector, an independent authority who can overrule board decisions that deviate from your trust's purpose. The Phipps family exemplifies this approach. Henry Phipps established the Bessemer Trust in 1907, which six generations later continues thriving under his great-grandson's chairmanship, managing billions through clear governance while preserving core family values. Cash flow insurance's power becomes evident when quantified. To match a well-structured policy's growth, a mutual fund would need 9% annual returns after fees and taxes. Optimizing cash flow through reduced taxes, interest payments, and fees can save $15,000 annually, equivalent to income from a $300,000 investment at 5%. Someone earning $100,000 annually has $3 million flowing through their hands over 30 years. With 5% annual income growth, that becomes $6.6 million. Adding 5% investment returns increases the total to $12.9 million in earning potential. However, this potential faces major erosion: taxes, 40%. Loan payments, 35%, and lifestyle costs, 23.5%. After these deductions, only $194,000 remains, woefully inadequate for retirement. While conventional wisdom suggests increasing returns, even doubling from 5% to 10% only increases savings to $433,206. The real solution is reducing erosion factors. Using cash flow insurance to decrease taxes by just 4% raises savings to $713,120. Further reducing loan payments from 35% to 20% dramatically increases savings to $2.6 million without additional risk. What truly separates the Rockefellers from the Vanderbilts isn't just financial structure. It's passing on values, philosophies, contribution, and opportunity through a comprehensive statement of purpose that captures your wisdom about life's important areas. Your statement should include a premise, truth about the world; vision, how your family impacts the world; purpose, why the vision matters; and strategy, implementation for each life area, from finance to health, character, and parenting. For finance, your premise might include, money is a man-made tool of exchange and byproduct of value creation. Cash flow trumps net worth. Be a steward of your money. Abundance comes through solving problems and serving others. Don't wait until forming your family trust to document your wisdom. A family trust isn't just about leaving money. The Vanderbilts prove that's insufficient. It's about passing on values, traditions, and knowledge that guide future generations. By becoming your own banker through cash flow insurance, you gain flexibility to capitalize on investments while maintaining control over your money, planning for tomorrow while living fully today.